A Jewish Journal article, Spirituality and Mental Health Go Hand in Hand. Surveys reveal that Americans continue to move away from traditional religious practice, but the yearning for spiritual connection remains strong. Research abounds that confirms the link between healthy spiritual connections and emotional health. A new report by Springtide Research Institute, The State of Religion and Young People 2022, Mental Health, What Faith Leaders Need to Know, underscores this truth. Nearly 10,000 young people, age 13 to 25, were asked about their beliefs, practices, behaviors and relationships, with a particular focus on mental health. Pandemic isolation added to emotional challenges for a majority of respondents, 53%, yet only a third, 34%, felt comfortable speaking to adults in their lives about it. More than half of the Gen Zers surveyed reported that spiritual or religious practices help their mental health, including prayer and meditation. 40% of those who identified as very religious said they were flourishing in their emotional and mental well-being, compared to 17% of those who identified as not religious. Sizable majorities who believe in a higher power, pray daily and attend religious services weekly also reported that they were flourishing. Even for those who struggled the most, religious and spiritual connections seem to boost mental health. A Jewish respondent, Tiffany, 25, described her Jewish upbringing as more of a way of life than about going to temple. It was more about, you're giving to charity, you're doing volunteer work, you're doing your part to make your community a better place. I feel better when I'm doing things to help other people. That gives me something to think about. And then I'm not worried about myself. That's an outlet for me, doing good things for other people. Many young people don't feel seen or heard by the adults and religious leaders in their lives. This makes them far less likely to reach out when they feel emotionally troubled. Dr. Josh Packard, executive director of Springtide, observed, "It's imperative for religious leaders to recognize that the belongingness process works when young people feel noticed and named and known. An experience of belonging results from a deepening of relationships over time. Religious leaders recognize the pressing need to address mental health issues among youth, because people cannot build a faith-based relationship with a higher being if they are filled with inner conflict. What people are most concerned about is young people's mental health," Dr. Packard added. "And their concern is warranted. Without addressing mental health issues, a young person who is mentally and emotionally unwell won't be able to really engage with or understand the depth, beauty, power, awe, and love that can come with religion and spirituality. Faith leaders must be equipped to address both faith and mental health issues. This issue is being addressed on many college campuses, including at USC's Hillel, where wellness director Leni Baker complements the work of a part-time therapist through programming that supports holistic wellness. As one example, Baker pointed to their Wellness Learning Fellowship, a 10-week discussion-based cohort that explores various life issues through the lens of Jewish text-based learning and psychological tenets. After one discussion on boundaries, one participant told Baker how helpful it was in navigating her relationship with her roommate. Another student who was very hard on herself academically learned to practice self-compassion. In group discussions, wellness skill building usually connects to Jewish practice. As an example, Baker said, gratitude naturally leads to prayer for many students. Post-pandemic, people of all ages are eager for a sense of community. No wonder that USC Hillel's Friday night Shabbat dinners attract between 100 to 200 participants from across the Jewish spectrum each week. And Baker has seen where Jewish practice and community are paying mental health rewards for students. A young woman told me that she realized a lot of her mental health struggles come from overthinking things. But when she comes to Shabbat services, she allows her brain to stop overthinking and be in the moment. Also, during the high holidays, the students who gave Divrei Torah nearly all touched on mental health issues, saying they hoped to start the year on the right foot. They are including their mental health as part of their spirituality. Judy Gruen's latest book is The Skeptic and the Rabbi, Falling in Love with Faith.